What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You. A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Nathan. What's bugging you?
Hi. Morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is no one quite understands the fact that everyone is moving to Florida. What they're bringing with them is their state ideology, their driving techniques, and their traffic with them. So why do we want them to come to Florida?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I like the way he phrased that, driving techniques. You mean they can't drive?
Look,
yes, that.
You know, it all depends on where they're coming from. That's true. Down here and had to teach everybody else how to drive. So, you know, there's that. And I had to teach them all about food and real bread and everything else. But, no, I mean, I don't know what you can do. I mean, you want to try to be an isolationist state? I don't know. I don't know what the upside, the downsides are. Of course, we found our piece of paradise. We don't want anybody else to spoil it. But unless you can surround yourself like 150,000 pristine acres, be on the beach and lake and all that, you know, you're going to just have to deal with growth like the rest of us.
But despite that, we have been fortunate, despite the Yankees coming from way up north, the turn of the tide of how
keeping
people are
Florida red.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll let them stay, but then if we find out, you know.
We'll deport them if they vote wrong.
Good morning, Jack. What's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. I'm a retired Army Staff Sergeant, and what's bugging me is how I served 20 years, and here I am seeing our freedoms just being slowly pulled away, not just by politicians, but by big businesses such as Walmart. This last Saturday, and I've been doing this for a few years, I've been going down to Walmart, playing some gospel music, sharing scripture with the public, and I go home. Nothing outlandish, nothing violent, nothing. This last Saturday, I get Officer Snyder coming out, which is a great guy, awesome. Officer Snyder's awesome. I prayed with him about a year ago. He came out. He said, I knew it was you. I didn't want it to be you, but he had to give me a no trespassing order from Walmart because they didn't want me reading scripture and offending people.
He specifically
Walmart
said that, offending
our freedom.
Well, not him. That was the thing from Walmart. Yes.
Right. Yeah. The only thing I can think of, and I'm not defending them, I don't know all the details other than what you said, but if they allow you, does that open the door to, you know, real weirdos with some other kind of agenda? That would be really my biggest question there.
And a lot of places do take that approach because it does open a floodgate for them.
Yeah.
I get it. May not always agree, but what would we say if your local radical Muslim or something is down there? Do we have a problem with that? And if you don't, then you know, fair is fair, but then they've got a business to run.
Some guy with, like, horns out of his head singing devil music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is when we call into these large corporations, like yesterday I had to call into my cell phone provider, and it ended up being 2.5 hours of dropped calls, misinformation, calling back in, unannounced transfers, babies crying in the background. Eventually, the 10th person I spoke with had to be a supervisor, where I had to explain all I was looking for and all the bumblesome stuff that had occurred. And then I called the bank, and they offered 10 irrelevant choices three times. That took about 30 minutes to get through, and then I had to wait 30 minutes to speak to an actual human. They do everything to not let you speak to a human. It's just very annoying.
Yeah. And you know what we have to do? Do our due diligence to try to weed out those companies. As soon as you come into that kind of thing, that's a time waster.
Oh, my goodness.
Clearly, they don't care about the consumer's time.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tout how their phone deal is going to save you all kinds of money. But then if you spend 6 hours of your hard-earned life, you give away 6 hours of your flipping life, right, to straighten them out on something, it's not worth it. So, yeah, we got to start weeding them out. Don't do business with those people. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Alligator Alcatraz. Now, first, let me say I love the name. That's great. And we do definitely need more bed space for illegal immigrants. So that's great, too. But what's bugging me about it, Bob, is how fast this is happening. Because if you remember back in the tinfoil hat days, the kooks used to say that the government was building these FEMA camps and they were going to herd us all into them if we got out of line and didn't follow the progressive agenda. Well, okay, so now they've proved that they can do that in a matter of days, have this gigantic camp set out in the middle of a swamp. It's kind of like the kooks were right. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, yeah, good point. Jeff, what's bugging you?
I believe I just heard the term irrelevant choices mentioned, and that explains the left to a T. What's bugging me is that I have to listen to Ocrazio speak. I know our rights allow that, but that's bugging me that I heard Ocrazio speak again, and I can't say on the radio what I'd like to do, but God bless America.
Yeah, she she's one of the power players, no doubt about it, in the Democrat Party. So, yep.
And she's not going away anytime soon.
It doesn't appear to be the case, does it? And 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I guess all the on Fox you have all these ads with all these celebrities going out about, you know, prayer and this and that. I'm like, what are you guys? It seems like they did like a focus group and they said, okay, well, a lot of Christians listen to Fox News, watch Fox News. How can we get some of their money? I don't trust them. I don't know if they're genuine or if they're full of it, or if they're just trying to exploit us for caring about other people throughout the world. I mean, I give my money at church. I believe my church is going to distribute it as it's supposed to be and help people. That's what's bugging me. I don't trust the big corporations taking our money. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, all I can tell you is, yeah, they look at if they're going to advertise, where's the biggest bang for their buck? And the Fox viewers are some of the most generous people, and they know that, especially, you know, given a certain cause, you know, helping out veterans and the other Christians and stuff like that. So, yep. I don't know, just, you know, everybody has to do their own kind of homework on these things and make sure that the folks are, it's really going to really help the people and not a bunch of it's going to overhead. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for the participation. It was great, as usual. Coming up at 8:35, we'll shine the spotlight of valor on another first responder or law enforcement officer. Again, coming up at 8:35, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.